Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Who's on the move, listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you can call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you miss any part of this show, you can always go to our web, which is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Listen to any of the shows in the past. We have over 300 of them archived. And you can see many other things. Right now, I believe we have a caller like to call in. By the way, our phone number, again, is 407-894-1680. If you want to call in, discuss anything right now. Who's calling in right now, Chris?
We got our good friend, the one and only Dan Day. Dan, how you doing?
Dan Day.
All right.
Dan Day.
Hello,
Dan.
How are you guys doing tonight? Hey, good evening. Hey,
good evening.
I want to say thank you for sharing your story, Michael. I think many of the things you said are going to resonate with a lot of people that are listening out there. I know you talk about people in the blind community lifting you up, but many times people in the sighted community can bring you down without wanting to, of course. They're well-intentioned, but, you know, whether it's doing something like going to a restaurant with friends and then the waiter or waitress can say point at you and say, well, what is he going to have, as if you can't speak for yourself or whatever. That can tend to bring you down, and I think, as you said, I think you did a nice job of underscoring why it's a good idea to join groups, support groups, like, for example, the ACB, for example, the American Council of the Blind, where you can come together with people who share that same type of disability. And when you start to get down thinking about all the things you can't do, you can hear from those people who said, well, I used to think that way too, but, you know, here's what I did, and now I can do that fine. And that's one of the many things that can help lift you up. So I think you made the right point, is to don't start believing in all of the things that you can't do, or it's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Don't let anything stop you until you prove to yourself that you can't do it. So
that's correct, 100%.
For sharing it. Yep.
There's always more. If you focus on things, there's more and more things you can do.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's it really is, so much of it is a matter of attitude. If you believe you can, what's the old expression? If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So just believe that you can, and you'll be able to get there. So again, thanks a lot for that. And, of course, one of my favorite support groups is the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and I'll quickly put a little plug here for an event we have coming up. On this next Saturday, June the 12th, will be our second spring virtual vision walk, and it will be virtual again this year. Next year we will be back going face-to-face, but this year we're having vision walks, in our spring vision walks, next Saturday. And they'll be for about 35 different cities across the country. So if folks that are out there and are connected with the inherited retinal disease community or just interested in it, you can go to visionwalk.org. And when you get there, you'll see on the right-hand side a whole list of states and cities that have vision walks coming up, the virtual walk coming up this Saturday. And you can click on that one and read all about that. So certainly want to invite people to check that out and maybe participate in that. So,
well, thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for coming on and expressing different thoughts. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. And good luck to you, Michael. I know you got a new challenge now, and best of luck with that.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I believe we have some other calls on the line right now, Chris.
No, that's it right now.
Oh, okay.
You want to go to your trivia.
All right, we're going trivia. Quick trivia.
Then we'll take our guest number.
Quick trivia. First trivia of this hour. Ready for the trivia? This is a trivia one. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? It's a big song. 407-894-1680.
could ever be. For when I wanted you, I was so lonely and so blue. For that's what love will do. And darling, I'm
so surprised.
Oh, when I first realized that you were fooling me. And darling, they say that our love won't grow.
Okay, Chris.
But I just want to tell them
that who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? If you folks know R&B, you should know that song. One of the greatest R&B songs ever.
I'll bet money nobody knows. You're going to bet money? Oh, boy.
I think you're wrong. There's enough people
I'll bet money nobody knows who that was.
We have enough R&B people listening to the show.
Well, we only have 2 minutes. And while we're waiting, I wanted to remind everybody, if you're diabetic or you're borderline diabetic or you're leaning towards diabetes, you don't want to miss the next segment. And you're going to learn all about the diabetes app. So stay tuned. Right after the break, we'll be talking about that.
It made this artist was made from that song. I met him personally, knew him well. My parents and brother distributing company distributed that song.
I would love at some point, Michael, to know how many artists you did meet. That would be so cool. Because I'm sure you have met a lot.
So. Yes, I have. Yep. Yep. The funny part, the funniest part of the whole thing is when we were in business, we didn't realize what we were doing. It's like maybe 50 years from now when I'm gone and maybe someone else talks about a radio show for the – who was the first show for the blind? What were they all about? A show that – a variety show that could laugh, talk, and do a lot of things, and they come up with Blind and Beyond radio show. Well, when my parents, they were the first black distributor that was, all their lines were all catered to the black community. Many of the artists, nobody ever heard of. B.B. King, at that time, nobody ever heard of. Ike and Tina Turner, that was... They were on a label called Sue, S-U-E, Sue Records. That was their first record company, Sue Records. I can go and tell you so many people that I met that were, nobody ever heard of these people. Motown Records. Nobody ever heard of them. They just started in business. Stevie Wonder. I met him when he was going to American Bandstand. He just came out with a record called Fingertips. Many of these artists, nobody ever heard of. The guy singing. Anybody call it in yet?
Nope, Chris. Not yet. I think you done stumped them this week, Mike. I think you got them.
Yeah, I win that bet.
I'm going to give you a hint. He was known as the Iceman. The Iceman. That was his name, Iceman. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión. ¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
All right. Well, Mike, before you give that answer, I do have a call on the phone line. Yeah, we do have a call on the phone line, and she sounds as if she knows what she's talking about.
Okay, who is it?
All right, so this young lady that called in, right, like the minute we went to break, she called. I said, hold on, don't go anywhere, because she sounded confident in this answer. She might be the only one, and you, across this country that know this artist. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I want you to introduce you to Miss Anna. Anna, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, so Anna, can you turn your
radio? Where are you from,
turn
Anna?
Your radio down for me, Anna.
What part of the country, Anna?
Orlando, Florida.
You are muted. You can mute
what part
or unmute yourself.
Anna, what part of the country are you calling from?
Six.
Orlando, Florida. Turn it down.
Did we lose her? Did we lose her?
I thought she said Orlando.
Oh. Yeah, she's from Orlando.
Anna, are you there?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I hope we didn't lose Chris, too.
Uh-oh.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Anna, can you hear
me? There?
I'm here. I can hear all of you.
Okay.
Well, didn't lose me yet.
All right, so yes, well, I guess what
Chris,
happened,
you there?
They accidentally muted us, so hold on one moment. Let me patch this thing
Chris
back through.
Here.
Just give me a moment.
I see his phone number. So
He's here.
Okay, let's talk to Sean.
All right, hold on.
We'd like to welcome back our guest, Zoomer, tonight, Sean Zabarowski. And Sean is calling in from Toronto, Canada. And Sean is the founder and CEO of the Diabetes App. So we started learning a little bit about last month, but I'm sure we're going to learn a lot more tonight. And Sean will help you take control of your diabetes and how to live with it. Right, Sean?
You got it. So, yeah, thank you again for the chance to talk to the audience. It's really thrilling for us. It really is. What we have is offering help for the diabetic community, and it's essentially an internet platform on the web or on a smartphone that's diabetics helping diabetics. So you can post about your experiences or even your challenges, and you'll have a diabetic help you. And we, offline, we're talking a little bit about the Lean on Me concept, and that's what the diabetic app is. It's really diabetics helping diabetics.
Sean, would you mind if I read a couple of the testimonials? It's pretty, this one says, really awesome app. This app is really great because it connects you directly to the diabetic community. I've used it to ask questions and opinions on all things diabetes. The only thing that's a concern is people who, that was something else. But she said, it's really great. And then somebody said, I've been searching for an app with resources and a community for diabetics. I'm a type 2 diabetic mom, and they have a section dedicated just for moms. And I love the support I get from the community, the resources they offer, and the overall fact that it's an app dedicated just for us diabetics. Thank you, Diabetes App. That's a mouthful. So that's very exciting.
We're really proud of that feedback, and we encourage your listeners to log on. It's free to use. And you will get, I know that there's a strong correlation between diabetes and visual impairment. So we'd really welcome your visitors, your listeners, to come and visit our site. It's, as I said, it's free to use, and we're here to help you.
You know, parallel to what Michael was saying before, Sean, I don't know if you caught the show a little bit earlier, but he was talking about support from other blind individuals or visually impaired individuals. And it's the same thing with the diabetics. It's all about support from your peers in the community.
You are
correct,
unmuted.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm a diabetic, and I can tell you now, this is Michael. I'm a diabetic, and I can tell you one thing very important to me is when I have a problem, especially with taking my insulin or whatever it may be, I always call them people that I know who are diabetics. And you folks out there, I guess you would say, if you're visually impaired and blind, if you're a diabetic, and you don't talk to other people that have the same similar thing you have, well, you have a problem, because you should meet people. And that's what we're talking right now, a diabetic, same thing. Because I'll give you one little example. I was taking my insulin at 25 units, going to bed at night. And the first morning I did, I woke up, and I took my insulin, picked my finger, and it was 89. I said, 89. Oh, that's not good. Because the doctor always said it should be from 90 to 120 or 130 normal. So I did the next day, see what it was. Next day was 85.
Uh-oh.
So I called one of my friends, and they said, that's not good. So I called the doctor after that. But make a long story short, if you don't know what your insulin numbers are, that becomes a problem too. You may not even care about it. What we're doing right now with having someone on the line right now talking about diabetes is because you should care about your numbers. Life is all about numbers.
You can talk to other people.
If you don't have people that you can talk to, if you don't have an app that you can talk to, if you don't have something in reference to numbers, you're in bad shape, because you should.
What goes to the old saying, like, what is measured is done. So if you measure something, you're going to focus on it, you're going to try and do better at it. So that's point number one. And point number two is what we're both saying, is that, you know, diabetes is a 24/7 challenge. It doesn't take a holiday. And it gets overwhelming for even the strongest of people, that they need that support, that community support or that peer support or just just somebody to talk to, and that would make a difference. And it's it's your health. It's the most important thing. And you being strong and healthy is good for your family. It's not a selfish thing. It's keeping yourself strong is good for everybody around you. So it's important. It's what we're offering is free to use and all that sort of thing. So we really welcome people to come in and you just share the, even share positive experiences. You can be a mentor for other diabetics and feel good about yourself and even become better at managing the disease yourself because you'll feel important as a mentor.
Most people, Sean, don't take diabetes serious enough because I have two people that I know that have died from diabetes, died from it because they didn't take it seriously enough. And also, I know someone who went blind not taking it serious enough.
Orlando.
Yeah. What, Sheila?
thank you, Michael. Sean, have you reached out to the American Council of the Blind Diabetics in Action to offer the services that you have? Because I know that's a very strong affiliate with the American Council.
No, it's the first I've heard of that idea, but I love that idea. We'll pursue that this week for sure. I think that's a great idea. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to help you find other avenues. And the same way with our listeners, we're here to help you find other avenues. Because when you think it's only one avenue, guess what? There are always more. There are always more.
Sean, may I ask you, obviously, you can use on an iPhone, the app, and also my question is on an Android as well?
Yeah, Apple, Android, as well as on the web itself. So it's the diabetes app. You have to put the in front, T-H-E.
Okay.
The diabetes app, you can, it's easily searchable on both Google and iPhone stores or Apple stores, as well as on the web at thediabetesapp.com.
So you have articles there and podcasts and recipes and workouts.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah, a little bit of everything. We also have we have live streams. It's fun. It's interactive. You can participate from anything, or you can just listen from anything from an endocrinologist providing, you know, technical advice to things like foot care, eye care, as well as fun stuff like cooking or, you know, joke nights. Or
Adam,
you know, we have a couple of live streams a week, and it ranges from pretty much everything from entertainment to really informational and educational.
Sean, I have a question for you. It's Michael.
Yeah.
What percentage of the time do you think people that are diabetics don't take it seriously?
You know, I think it's a huge percentage, right? And that's what the statistics show as well, because it's the kind of thing that it's not comfortable facing it. But just ignoring it's going to make it worse. So it's better to face it. But I can imagine that it's a very high percentage of people that it's just easy to ignore it and hope it goes away. It's like having a problem on your car, right? Your car is making funny noises and you kind of like just maybe hope it goes away. But that's
Sean,
not how it goes.
Sean, let me give you one example. Sure. I'll prove something right now to you. You can ask any question to our audience. They tell me we have at least 1 million people listening to this radio show. And I'll bet anybody we won't get two calls. We've got, I'm going to say, at least 30-40% of our audience, at least, are diabetics.
Yeah.
And we won't get two calls right now. People are listening to this radio show, and they won't call up and ask any question about diabetes. Because, why? They don't take it serious enough. That simple.
Well, let me take this angle for you. It's obviously it's serious, and obviously they've heard that. Diabetes, hear that all the time, and you hear that maybe only when you're visiting your endocrinologist or your diabetes professional. But you can't hide from it, and do what's right. If it's not for you, for your family, because your family will be less stressed if you take care of it yourself. So taking care of it means facing it, means learning how to deal with those 24/7 challenges. And coming on our app, it's free to use, and there's a lot of support, and it really makes a difference. We have lots of testimonials like Sheila read, and I think it's the best thing, and I'm very, very proud of all the good work we're doing. You just have to get, as Michael said, you have to get the people to buy into it, to face it, and to start to deal with it and not ignore it.
Here's one that my audience can listen to. If you're listening to me the last month and know I'm sick, besides everything else, but my numbers of my diabetes has been going the other way, meaning tremendous. Why are my numbers so good? I'll tell you why my numbers are so good. Because I'm not eating the way I used to eat. I used to eat terrible. Now, because I care so much, and also I'm not that hungry, my diabetes numbers are so good because my intake on food is completely different. So now, to tell you the truth, now I can have my ice cream that's sugar. I can have all my other candies that's sugar because when I take my number in the morning, it's 90.
Yeah.
So because I'm not eating that much. So if people say, you can't do this when you're diabetic, you can do anything if you want, depending on what you're eating. That's the cue and how much you're eating.
You get some momentum. You feel good about yourself. Then you're in control. You're not being controlled. And you can decide. And then you can treat yourself. Agreed, 100%. And that's the kind of story that's on our app all the time.
And that's why we have to bang it away. If you, Sean, or we here, if we care about our audience, we have to bang away all the time about diabetes because we will help save their lives. We'll help them. If people that are sightless in the show, we'll help them not to go blind because we have to get them to take it seriously. We have to talk about diabetes, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. And because I know personally, I've had friends that I loved and I lost them because they didn't take it seriously enough.
Yeah.
And the point, one was an ex-partner. He's only an ex because he died, but he was my partner. And the point that he died because he was a diabetic.
He lost his life.
He lost.
And Michael, I would like to also add to those that are listening that the number one cause of blindness is diabetes.
I didn't know.
And I'd like to just put a little footnote here that Sean has on his website that, you know, a lot of times you pay for all these consultations. The diabetes app, you're getting all this information from professionals, you know, such as nutritionists, fitness coaches, social workers, and more. And guess what? It's free. Just download the app on your phone.
Yeah, or visit on the web and make a profile, and you're good to go. We don't ask anything from you. It's not a trick. You won't be asked for any money, no subscription now or ever. It's free to use. We're here to support the diabetic community.
And I hope you will reach out to the ACB.
I will. I'll be the note.
Action.
You got it. I promise.
That's awesome.
Well, I think you guys are great. I love this show. I think what you're doing is great. It's very, very warm show, and I can see why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Have to bang it away more because we have to inform these people more to get off their rear ends and care about themselves more. This is the problem. They have to bang it away, because these people are not focused in on their diabetes. If they have diabetes, they just take it for granted, and they're doing other things to make it the numbers worse.
And it's not going to go away by itself.
That's correct.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you for calling in from Toronto. And we'll be in touch. And we look forward to talking to you next month.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys. Love what you're doing. And I encourage all your audience to log on and take advantage of the free service.
Okay. That's the Diabetes App, APP.
You got it.
Okie dokie. Have a good night, good week, and stay safe.
Stay safe. Be well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chris, we're going to break?
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org. Para obtener una copia gratis, de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. And hey. Nobody, and I mean nobody, yes.
No. Before you go there, don't go. We got Anna back. For some odd reason, I got muted, and you guys couldn't hear Anna. All right. Okay.
Anna,
so we got Anna back on the phone line. She's been patiently waiting because she said she got this answer. She know, and she didn't even want to tell me who it was because she wanted to shock Anna. You just so that you know that she know her music.
Anna, where are you calling from, Anna?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. And you think you know who the name, the real name of the Ice Band is? What's the name? Who am I talking about? That song.
You were talking about Jerry Butler and the Impressions is who he was.
You are correct. So there.
Thank you, Anna, because
now
Sheila Young owes me a dime. Because I'll
give you 25 cents, Michael. Not
because, he made a bet with you.
Anna, thank you. Anna, you just won yourself. Anna, you just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
That's right,
thank
Anna.
You
just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway. Don't hang up. Give your name. By the way, Anna, are you a first time caller?
I don't think so.
No.
She's called in.
Yeah, she's called in before. But she didn't even want to give me the answer because I was going to tell her if she was right or wrong. I was going to say, nope, try it again. But she's just like, I got this. So I'm not going to say nothing. Here, I'm going to sit here patiently wait. She waited patiently just so she could tell you.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. That was Jerry Butler and the Impressions. 100% correct. That was made Iceman. Jerry Butler.
Yes.
All right, Anna. So, Anna, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up. Hold on.
Sure.
All right. Okay, Michael. Now, listen. I got the country man in the room with me, and he said, Shaw, ask Mike why he don't never ask him those questions.
What?
Carter wants to win,
and he said, why don't you ever ask him any of those questions?
Well, he has to call in.
Let's call in.
He said, he right here. Do he have to call in? He right here.
Yeah, he has to call in. Sorry.
Gotta call in, Carter. Next week, call in.
Yeah. All right, so he said he'll call in next time.
Okay, now I want to go to Sheila Young. She was going to tell us a story, a very interesting story. When she was on the plane, she had to make connections and everything else. Sheila, tell your story. I'm going to hear it myself.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm really not sure why you want me to do this. But anyway, so my son booked me a flight to go from Orlando to Gulfport, Mississippi, via every connection. I wasn't secure with the connecting, so I made sure I called both airlines.
I mean, both airlines. You have to switch airlines too?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That I've never done. Nope, never done that.
Because
yes.
Going up from Orlando to Gulfport was America. And coming back was Delta. So I made sure that they knew that I was blind. I needed assistance because I connected going up American in Charlotte, coming back in Atlanta, which was massive. I will tell everybody, if you don't make sure you have assistance, you are not smart. I'm not going to say you're stupid, but I'm going to say you're not smart.
I'll say they're stupid because, listen, I will tell you this right now, Sheila. I cannot believe what you did. I'm amazed because I myself traveled. I'm a million miler. That's what United Airlines says. I'm a million miler. I've flown more than a million air miles. But I can tell you this right now. When I was sighted, forget blind, when I was sighted, I never, 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 never used, if I want to go from point A to point B, one airline, and either nonstop or maybe one stop. But what you're saying to me, here's a young lady going blind, two airlines, and that to me is a no-no when I was sighted, let alone blind. But blind, I wouldn't do. So I got to give you credit because I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, let alone that.
Well, and we have to, as people who need assistance, make sure the airlines know that you need assistance, because if you get there, they just look at you like, okay, whatever. But when I got to Charlotte to change, and this really upsets me because all of the airports right now are short-staffed because people have not come back to work. So people need to start working. But both airlines were absolutely amazing.
Let me just say this way to you. I have to interrupt you. You were lucky. You were lucky. I'll tell you the first reason why. Let me tell you why. Because when you travel a lot, the more you travel, the more you're going to have problems, the more of anything. But the point is this way. The biggest problem you have, the plane, one plane is delayed, canceled, weather, whatever. So you get to Charlotte, and all of a sudden Charlotte says, the plane was supposed to leave at 7, but not leaving until 10. Meanwhile, your other plane is leaving Atlanta, so you missed it. So now you're stranded.
Michael, hang on. The funny part was, coming back from Gulfport, I changed in Atlanta, which is an absolute massive airport.
Correct.
I landed in Concourse F. My connection was in A. Okay. Those of you that know the alphabet, I got to Concourse C, and that, I don't know what they call it. I think it's called the plane train or whatever, broke down. I had 1 hour between my connection to the leaving, and I'm sitting there and I'm stressing because I have like 30 minutes to get to my plane. And so it finally got fixed and I made it. I was probably one of the last to get on the plane, but yes, it was a little stressful, but it's because of my making sure I had assistance before I landed to get to where I needed to go. And I know Orlando is amazing with their assistance. And then when I got to Orlando, the luggage carousel broke, so we couldn't find my baggage. And then I finally got my baggage. My sister was there to pick me up, so she came in to get me, and she wasn't supposed to. And then they wanted to tow her car. It was a total cluster, but you know what? I got home safe and sound. It was an awesome trip, and both airlines did me well. So,
I did not say a word, but I'm telling you now, you were lucky, because when you travel more than one airline or more than one stop connection, whatever, those planes, A, poor weather, canceled, God knows what. I had more planes canceled on me. And then you're standing in the middle of nowhere, and you're in Atlanta. Your planes are all gone. Okay, you got a hotel room. I'm sorry, all the hotel rooms in the area are booked. Now what are you going to do? You have to sleep in the chair by your gate overnight. I've done that too. So I've been in a snowstorm, same thing. So all I'm telling you people, there's three things when you listen to Sheila. You say, my goodness, she's lucky. That's right. Because number one, try not to make connections. If you make connections, don't make more than one. And for goodness sake, don't go two airlines. Because I understand what you're saying. I'd rather take a train, to be honest with you. Because when you have connections, you have problems. Because you could be overnight. And then, by the way, who's paying for the connection? Who's paying for the hotel bill? A lot of times the airline won't pay for it. You have to pay for it. Second of all, she told you about her sister. Her sister left the car unattended. Not her sister's fault. It's her husband's fault. You're not supposed to leave a car unattended by an airport. You're looking for a big fine. Number one, standing there, they give you a big fine, or they tow it. Right, Sheila?
Yeah. But that's another story.
Wait a minute. Now, y'all know how we get down at the airport. You know, when you're going to pick up somebody, you pull over, pick them up, put them in the car. Sometimes you got to wait a few minutes, but you still pull over and pick them up and put them in the car. But the way they come too quick. They come too fast. It's like they target you.
Right. Right.
The minute you get over, all you did was just put your hazard lights on and got over. Here they come. Beep, beep. Hey, you got to keep moving. You got
Man, I just pulled in for a hot second because I just found the spot. You got to keep moving.
Yep.
They right there. Can I just pick them up right quick? You got to keep moving. So you got to kind of go back, go out, go around. Because if you don't move, you got the police right there looking, and they look hard.
And Chris, you are so right. And the sad part is, and I hate that this is recorded, but I don't care. My sister jumped out because she knew I was getting my baggage. My brother-in-law was in the car, and my brother-in-law has dementia, and she said, all right, stay here. I'm going to run in, grab Sheila, and tell them I ran in to get my blind sister, and my luggage got trapped in the broken down carousel. So then my brother-in-law, who has dementia, got out of the car and wandered into the airport looking for my sister. So it was a total
That was just a total disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah,
right. And exactly. Also, what exactly. You're supposed to do, what you're supposed to do is when you land in a city and someone's going to pick you up, you tell them if they're going to be outside, I'll call you when I have my bag in my hand. I'll call you when I have my bag in my hand. Not when the bag's going around the carousel or it's lost in the carousel. When I have my bag in my hand, I will call you. Then
I told her that, Michael, but she is my stubborn sister.
Well, now, see, now that's the other part. That's the other part that we never talk about right there. That stubborn person that say, you say, hey, my plane lands at 10:40, right? At 10:30, they're already at the airport just sitting there waiting. They're going to figure out a way how to come and get you because you say at 10:40, they're expecting you to land at 10:30. And they don't see, that's where we don't talk about that part. And that's where a lot of people go wrong at. So for me, if your plane lands at 10:40, at 10:35, I need to be leaving my house, depending on my distance from the airport.
Yep.
Because that plane land, you got to wait on people to get off. You got to wait on them to move some other people around. And there's no telling.
It's going to be 11:30 before they're out.
Right. So you got plenty of time. But see, those hard-headed, stubborn folk like Mike will be the one to drive you there, to drive there early and pick you up.
Next week, we'll be talking about do's and don'ts at an airport. That's part of the show next week. Gary's good to do.
Join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair, and Gary's live too. Oh, I know what one of his do's is. Bring newspaper to wrap your spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, God.
He brings it back frozen.
He brings it back, his spaghetti. Did you ever hear something not ridiculous? He brings back Buffalo, spaghetti and meatballs.
All the way from Buffalo.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it, though, because I bring pizza puffs back from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I do so much. He wraps it in newspaper. That's what I laugh, but he said it keeps it cold.
I never even brought up my cheesesteaks from Philly. Never did that.
Yeah, so you wrap that thing up in some good aluminum foil and put it in a plastic container. Then you put your clothes, a pair of clothes at the bottom. Then you put some clothes on top so it don't crack or get crushed. You good to go. You got to know how to pack that thing, though.
So what you're saying, you have to pack it. You can't bring it on a carry-on. They'll take it out.
Yeah, they'll take it out.
Right, they'll take it out. So once you pack it, you just got to know how to pack some stuff. If you don't know, if you're not a packer, don't pack. I pack my family clothes all the time.
You need a big Ziploc bag to put around that mess.
By the way, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hopefully, next week you'll be calling in. And we'll spin the wheel when you call in. You win some prizes. And thank you for listening this week.
Put it together first, hopefully.
I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Sheila Young, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for being co-host. Lynn Golder, thank you for being here. I say thank you all the time for being my, I don't know what I did to deserve you. And I'm not just saying it. You know I say it all the time. I love you. And I want to thank you. And Chris Shaw, thank you for being a great, great, great producer and engineer. And our audience, we thank you for listening.
We thank you for having us in your home.
Okay, so Mike trying to get brownie points, Lynn. I'm just gonna put it out there. Mike trying to get some brownie points. So whatever it is his favorite meal is, just get prepared to cook it.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, most definitely, we want to make sure that we give Terry a shout out. Thank you for Terry for stumbling across the radio airwaves, for listening to us tonight. You know, and we'll be checking you out, Terry. So thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to have him call in. We'll play a little of his music, like you said. That'd be great.
As a matter of fact, we probably need to, because they might have different things or different outreach in the Connecticut area for the visually impaired. So, you know, that might be a great conversation, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, you are amazing.
Hey, listen, 6 years, I better learn something.
I think you have.
Yeah, you really have. We all have. I think we all have, right? We've all learned a lot about each other.
I'm still learning, honey.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, folks. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. We thank you for listening.
May I just say something?
What?
And Carter, if you would like to win, you have to call in. So we'll talk to you.
Yes, Carter. And you folks
okay,
out there.
I'll do next week.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, Carter.
Hey, how you guys doing? Just remember, if I call in, no one else will have a chance to win, though.
Well, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. You call in.
Carter, why don't you plug your show a little bit before we can say goodnight?
Okay, thanks. Yes, yes. Just make sure you tell your audience to just listen at the top of the hour. Soul to Soul Sundays. Soul music on a different level. All right? Jammies Radio. Soul music for the next 1 hour. Nonstop. Thanks,
guys. Okay, I have a question for you, Carter. If they call in to your show, which is the same phone number as they're calling in here, can they ask for a song to play that you play?
Well, yes. Normally, I take the request like this week, and then next week I'll play it for them. But like tonight now is
pre-requested week,
already, so I
kind
of cover tonight and next week or the following week I'll play it for them.
So listen to Carter. He comes on after we go off on WOKB 1680. Don't forget the phone number to call in. If you want to listen to Carter, it's
407-894-1680. This was a great show tonight.
Thank you all. We're going off. Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, all you folks at other radio stations around the country, glad you're listening. Glad you'll be part of the show. And keep on listening. And don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Love you all.
Good night.